on the road. Have we got Jesus on the road? We can... Hopefully we'll have a picture up in a second. There we go, there's Jesus on the road. Now the crowds may well have shouted out words of praise, and they may well have known. I mean, they said at the end, they said he was Jesus. But I wonder if they really knew who he was. You see, when Jesus rode into Jerusalem on the back of a donkey, it wasn't a day known as Palm Sunday like we know it today. It was the day that it was part of the Jewish festival of Passover, a time when the Jewish people all gathered and together and remembered how God had saved them from saved the Hebrew people from Egypt and brought them out of slavery and oppression and into freedom. And it was a freedom that had come about because they painted lamb's blood on their door frames. So when the angel of the Lord passed over, he passed over their houses and only brought destruction and death to the houses of the Egyptians. And when God had rescued them and brought them safely through the waters of the Red Sea, God told them to mark this salvation, to remember every year what he had done for them. So this Passover was a familiar festival. It was a regular part of the Jewish calendar and celebrated and commemorated year after year after year as a sign and symbol of the freedom that God's people enjoyed. When Jesus rode into Jerusalem on the back of a donkey, we talk about it being a celebration parade. But it was a man on the back of a donkey. It wasn't a king coming to take over, riding on a battle horse, armed and ready for victory. There wasn't anyone waving swords, and instead there were crowds waving palm branches. There weren't angry voices threatening the powers in charge. Instead, the people shouted, "Hosanna," which means save. And the streets weren't littered with casualties of a military coup, but instead were scattered with cloaks and leaves to cushion the donkey's hooves. When Jesus rode into Jerusalem on the back of a donkey, he'd become a bit of a celebrity. He was known as a dead raiser. He was known as a miracle worker, a sick healer, a crowd feeder. But he'd also gained a reputation. And he was known as a lawbreaker, a temple disruptor, an authority challenger, one who made friends with the outsiders, the despised, the ostracized, those outcast by society. When Jesus rode into Jerusalem on the back of the donkey, the people in the crowd saw him as a hope of salvation at that one point in time and history. They hadn't grasped who he really was. And the authorities who saw him as a threat to the established order. They hadn't really grasped who he was either. And even Jesus' closest friends, his disciples, they struggled to believe and understand, despite Jesus explaining things to them. Church today, we commemorate Palm Sunday each year, and we remember the crowd cheering and the branches, in the hope that Jesus had come to overthrow the authorities. That's what the crowd thought. But we know that the authorities are in the process of conspiring and planning to get rid of Jesus, who they saw as a troublemaker. They wanted him overthrown and gone. When Jesus rode into Jerusalem on the back of a donkey, he didn't come as a prophet or a fame seeker or a leader, at least not the way the world was expecting. Because the leaders of this world are far too often seeking to gain what they can for themselves. But Jesus was different. He was coming as a king, but a very different kind of king. He wasn't going to be the king of a country or a land or a specific people group at a single place or time. He was coming as king of the whole earth and the whole heaven and all of time. He wasn't king for just those people then, but for all people. And he wasn't going to become king for anything he could gain. He wasn't it for the money or the power or the glory. He was one coming to serve others. He washed the feet of his friends. He ate with those who were classed as sinners. He touched those who were considered unclean. He hung out with the people who were outcast. He came to turn our world up upside down, demonstrating that things of value of this world are not possessions or money or self-importance, but love and joy and peace. And the values of his kingdom are justice and humility and truth. When Jesus rode into Jerusalem on the back of the donkey, what had he said about who he was? He'd said he was the Son of God. He said he and the Father were one. He said he didn't come to be served, but to serve. He said he came to give up his life for others. And he said he was the only way to God. He never said he was going to be the king that other people wanted. Though right from the start, remember back to Christmas when we think about the wise men who came, when they came looking for him as a baby, they came looking for a king. And Herod, who was king at the time, was so threatened that he committed mass murder. But now this baby Jesus is grown up, and the people at this pass are also looking for a ruler. They're looking for a king, but they don't get what they expected. Who is this Jesus? When he rode into Jerusalem on the back of that donkey, the people had ideas about who he was. It's still the same today. Some people just think he was a man in history. He was a good teacher or a prophet. Some people think he's not relevant at all or wonder if he even didn't even exist. But some people know him as their saviour and their friend. I believe he was the most remarkable man who ever lived. And I believe that he was and is the Son of God. This is what I believe. But is it what you believe? Who do you say that he is? When Matthew wrote his gospel, his account of the life of Jesus, the one we heard the verses read from earlier, he wanted to make it clear who he thought Jesus was. Thank you. See, the crowd who gathered to welcome Jesus, they shouted words of praise because they thought they knew who he was. They knew that God's word had promised a Messiah. He promised a saviour. And they thought that him coming this day meant that he was going to overthrow the Romans and become king. They thought his kingdom was coming. But they didn't know his kingdom would be very different to what they were expecting. They shouted praises to God for sending someone to help them. But there were also people there who were angered by what Jesus was doing, and they felt threatened by him. And over the week that then unfolded, that we will be marking as we in the run-up to Easter, their actions led to the people who were there praising to hatred. It ultimately led that crowd who would gather in just a few days' time to, instead of calling for Jesus to save them, but calling for Jesus to be put to death. They wanted Jesus to be who they wanted him to be, king on their terms. But he was going to be king on his terms. And I think for even us today, it can be really easy to want Jesus to be king in our lives, but on our terms. But Jesus wants to be king in every part of our lives. King over our school or workplace, king over our homes, our friends, our family, our relationships, our hobbies, our free time, and ultimately, king over us. Now, around the room, as ever, if you come and do our service, there'll be bits of paper involved. There are today. I don't want to disappoint anybody. There are yellow pieces of paper around in the little trays, look a little bit like this, and there are a couple of pens in there as well if you haven't got one with you. We're going to use these to reflect on what we've thought about this morning. So I encourage you just